Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to the Porch Talk Podcast, where 3 20-somethings try to figure out their lives and help you figure out yours along the way. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brock Road Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian, and Morgan is pushing 30.
Oh my God. I'm Morgan, not a regular mom, I'm a cat mom.
We are back. I guess this is the official season 3 start. We might not have the season 3 logo out yet if Morgan doesn't get her shit together, so we'll see how that goes. But season 3 video is officially official. Clips, we'll figure those out along the way also, because need to format those for TikTok apparently and stuff. But we'll figure all that stuff out. But we're glad you're here listening. Shout out to the ladies. You know who you are. Shout out to them.
Big shout out to the ladies.
Shout out. We appreciate you listening. All right, now you heard that shout out last week. Shout out to you. Let's just hop into the first topic that we have. Do you want what's good for you or what's good to you?
Mm. I want what's good for me.
Yeah, but what are you generally going with? What's good for you or what's good to you?
Can you give me an example?
Okay, so what's good for you?
I feel like my example is going to be you guys being like, oh, there she goes.
Oh, it's a man providing for you and giving you money.
What's good for you? I mean, a good man. A man who cares about you.
Exactly.
A man who prioritizes you. What's good to you?
Amen.
A man with money who's just giving you some dick. Which one has Morgan been going for up until now? She might now be going with what's good for her, but historically, she's been a what's good to me, girly.
It is sad. Exactly. Growth.
What about I think up until recently, I was definitely a what's good to me, not necessarily for me. Just like in general, not just like, clearly not relationship wise. I got a good woman, but like other aspects of life.
Food wise?
I was about to say definitely food, definitely like indulging in like way more than I should have drank at some point. Like I was way more about having fun than like doing the shit that was probably good for me. I kept going to what's good to me, boy.
It's relatable. I feel
like when you're younger, it's so easy to go what's good to you. Like you're just living, being promiscuous, eating, drinking, indulging, as you said.
Fuck it.
And then you get a nice and then you get a nice significant other and you're like, hold on. I got something that's good for me. Oh, I gotta start eating better. I can't be eating these chicken cutlets all the time. Like, I don't know, just for example. I don't know, something like that.
I've been eating more. I've been getting fat. Literally have been getting overfed.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the beginning relationship type vibes. Your man putting some weight on you, putting some dick in you, putting the baby in you. Those things come like synonymously.
Yeah. Well, it's like every time I'm like, please stop putting so much food on my plate. He'll put the same amount on both of ours. In 2 seconds, his is gone. And I'm still like, I'll try to finish it, but it's like it's hard work. I'm like sweating at the end.
That's a good man, making sure his woman is well fed.
Is he Italian?
No.
Oh.
He's Dutch.
Oh.
Pennsylvania Dutch?
I was going to say, Dutch people got the worst food.
Well, he cooks a lot of like just regular food.
Okay.
He's never really cooked anything Dutch.
I guess we're happy to hear that. We're happy. If you were to ask your like significant other, your friend group, what do you think they're going towards? You think they're a what's good to them or what's good for them vibe right now? Like in that phase?
I think a lot of people, shout out to even like Paige we were just talking to, like they're just doing things for them that's good for them. Ezra's been hitting the gym, getting in shape. Morgan finally got herself a good man.
Finally got
like
a man.
Things, people are trying to make good, solid decisions, trying to get, you know, settled down, get a house. Morgan's trying to get a ring. Like, you know, things like that.
I got the perfect hand for it.
I wouldn't say that.
I do.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think like most of the circles like on a good for you vibe. I got like one or two still like good to them and they're just living, man.
The bad friends are definitely exiting out my life. I'm doing more of the good for you friends. Even though Sam wasn't even a good to me friend either. So she was just a waste of time.
She was just good altogether. Again, shout out Sam if you're listening.
Shout out.
I don't even know why I'm on a podcast with two of my biggest haters.
We keep you honest. We give you the realness.
One of these days, you're going to see
the you friends.
You're going to see the episode art, and it's just going to be like a picture of you and Sam.
Holding hands. Best friends.
A what?
Of you and Sam. The good old days.
You're going to see a picture of us?
It's going to be like the podcast, like the episode art for the week when we post it on socials.
No.
You don't have any say in that, so we're...
Do you feel like you would need to step in for a friend if you thought they were doing way too much good for them and not like, or good, like too much of the good to you and not good for you vibes?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like you got to step in on anybody at some point. I'm a big component of like, you're grown, be grown. Like ultimately there is like only two or three people whose decisions or actions affect me. Probably only like, yeah, it's probably like two or three. So most people I'm like, you're grown, do what you want to do. But at some point you do got to at least like let them know like, hey, yo, like you going a little crazy. If you continue to go a little crazy after I like tell you like, hey, you going kind of crazy and we see it, that's on you. But I at least got to make sure I told you that like you doing a little too much.
Could you repeat the question?
Like, if you had a friend who was doing way too much of, like, the good to you and not good for you, but, like, for them, would you feel the need to step in? Like, at a certain point, would you be like, yo, you're 32. You can't be doing all this good to you. You got to do some good for you.
Yeah, if it was, like, ruining things in their life and affecting me, I would say something. But, I mean, they can pay their bills and they're not getting into any trouble. I mean, do you. Have fun. Who's to say 32 is too old for all that stuff?
I mean, 32 is an example. Just
yeah, well, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, maybe if they were like, no. Even if someone was 80 still being wild, if they had their shit together, I don't see why not.
I'm not gonna
lie.
You
just don't have to hang out with them.
If we made it to 2024 and Morgan still didn't have a man, I was going to have to say something. Like, you about to be 35. You gotta get a man at some point.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. Being single for so many years, I feel like I would just be concerned for you. Like, can we help out? Can we, like, work on a dating profile? Like, do I need to strap her on a date and see what you're doing wrong? Like, what's going on?
But what if they're not worried about that?
I knew what she was doing wrong. She had many a good suit.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, we've been talking about you this whole time.
You're such a hater. I didn't even want a boyfriend until recently.
Man, you've wanted a man since like 2019.
No, I'm pretty sure 2023 was the year I was like, I'm ready to start looking. Pretty sure.
That's the same. We'll help you figure that out.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if we went back to the earlier 2023 episodes, you'll hear me say that.
I'm pretty sure you were like being abstinent at one point. You were trying to figure out a lot of things.
I was abstinent for quite some time.
No, it was not quite some time.
It was
2 weeks.
It was like a week and a half max.
It was like 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And in my defense,
yeah, go.
I'm not even talking about it anymore because it's in the past.
So, but you were gonna say that you didn't make it the 2 months, though.
No, yeah. I was gonna say something else, but I'm over the topic. Next. Thank you,
because we were already moving on.
Yeah, we moved on.
Well, now you have my permission.
Which is the hardest for you to say? I need help, I love you, or I'm sorry?
Oh, definitely I need help. I feel like I love you. I say that to my friends, family.
Kind of like, loose with it, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, get a grip.
With the people I love, yeah, I'll tell them I love them. Love to me. Anyways, what was the other one? I know it's I need help in the third.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course I'll always say sorry and hold myself accountable if that person deserves it. If the person deserves it.
Morgan's an I'm sorry you feel that way type of person, for sure. That is absolutely her apologies.
I'm sorry that you thought I was being mean to you when I wasn't. Yep. Well, I'm quick to say I'm sorry, though. So regardless of how, I don't have a problem with saying it. Sorry.
Not even close to it.
The words are coming out of my mouth.
She's got a problem with meaning it.
Yeah, you can say it. You don't mean it. The words mean nothing.
Sometimes. And then I need help is definitely a hard one for me.
Why? Too prideful?
I don't know. It just gives me anxiety. If I have to ask my parents, like, for something, I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to freak out. It's just. Or, like, when I was bringing the cats over to Dawn's, I already knew Sweet Cheeks and Prince were going to be, like, a struggle. Prince, he put up a little struggle, but Sweet Cheeks, like, I was literally sweating. Like, he did not want to go into this carrier. And then finally, like, 15 minutes of it, I finally got my roommates and was like, I need help. And it was a 3-person job getting this damn cat in his carrier. We had to close all the doors and block him off and like...
Jesus.
Sweet Cheeks has no discipline.
He is disciplined.
Zero discipline.
Oh my gosh, he's disciplined. You
should have practiced with him as a kitten. Just put
He's been in a carrier. He's been like this since he was a kitten. He's just now bigger.
This shows a lack of parenting.
Oh my gosh. He gets anxiety.
See, Prince, he came from a different household when he was younger, and that's why. They ran a tighter ship. So
sounds like he got in that carrier quick.
Yeah.
Good parenting.
Prince was so wild before I was his mom.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, I'm
the person didn't want him anymore because he was so wild. She was literally going to take him back to the shelter.
Then I hope she never meets Sweet Cheeks.
I think going back to the topic, I think I need help is probably the hardest one. I think it's just because like you want to be able to do things on your own and handle it. It's harder to be like, damn, I really can't do this. I need help. Because, like, I love you is cool. I'm sorry. Like, if you fucked up, like, yeah, I think you should just be even an adult and say, like, I'm sorry. But
agreed.
For some reason, I need help, and asking for help is definitely not the easiest.
I would agree. I think we've been, like, over time conditioned, especially as men, and then, like, one step further as adults to, like, not seek help. And if you're, like, asking for help, you're, like, weaker. You can't make it on your own. When in reality, like, everybody at some point does need help. But this was a question of the day. Pretty much everybody but one person said it was like, I need help. And I just think it's like pretty much how everybody was raised within this like culture of America. Like if you can't do it on your own, like you're kind of a fuck up. So you want to at least keep trying. And I don't think anybody knows like what's the point where I've tried enough till I can now ask for help. Because after you try, but so many times, it's like, eh, now it's going to look dumb if I'm asking for help after I've been doing it on my own for 3 months trying to make it work.
Yeah, I think I always also ask more strange, like I'm more able to ask a stranger for help than it would be someone that I actually care for. Like I don't want to make like displace them at all or cause any inconvenience. So if it's a stranger, I'll be like, help. And
That's probably a pride thing. They're not going to know you. They know nothing about you. They can't hold that over your head.
Right.
Whereas people you know could be like, remember that time you were down bad and needed $200 fucking dollars, Morgan? Broke bitch. That's how they could come.
Yeah, a stranger, like, I could technically just never talk to them again, just take the money. Yeah.
You could do that.
I wouldn't.
I think it, the most interesting thing that we deal with as a society is, like, people refuse to ask for help, or, like, they feel weird about asking for, like, recommendations or referrals for jobs still. Like, I know a lot of people who just want to get a job on their own. I'm like, that's stupid. If you had a good connection, like, fucking use that shit to the max.
Absolutely fucking network. That's like 80%. That's like 80% of getting jobs, just like networking and who you know. So I'm going to tell you right now, if I even loosely know you, if I see you in the elevator and I think you the hookup, I'm going to reference you, write your name down. And if they call you, I hope you say, actually, I might have talked to him in the elevator. I do not give a fuck.
No, a lot of my clients who come in, when we like start talking about what they do for work, I'm like, oh, you guys have like any stay-at-home jobs? Just see what they say. Because if there's something better, I'm fucking out.
Yeah, they're trying to get some cryo in. Like, they're trying to relax, so, like, a little off day, and they're like dealing with Morgan's bullshit-ass fucking jobs.
Oh, yeah? I'd be like, please shut the fuck up. Get the fuck away from me. Is that soliciting? Can they report you for soliciting?
I wouldn't. Honestly,
maybe.
Maybe. If I was annoying, but I'm not.
Mm,
I'm smooth with it.
So I've been real it. Smooth. You work for blah, blah, blah. You hiring? Stay at home only, though. Shit.
Oh, man.
Let's keep the job talk going, though. Ezra, what's up with this 3-year promotion rule?
Okay, give me one quick second. I'm going to break it down.
No problem.
All right, 3-year promotion. How the 3-year promotion works is Google started this a little while back. Like, I think it was like 2017, 2018. And it's their philosophy on like promoting employees. So their philosophy is if you do not promote within 3 years, they move on from you. Like, they terminate you and bring in someone else. The reason is, and a lot of tech companies have started to do it, it's moved into finance, like different like firms and shit. The reason, the rationale behind it is because fucking if you work for them for 3 years and whatever it is, whether it's associate, supervisor, manager, general, director, VP, shit like that, if you work for them for 3 years and you're stagnant in one position and you couldn't promote one level, you're probably not a great employee or you're not worth the investment they're putting in you. Whereas they're going to let you go. They're going to bring in someone fresh, pay them entry level, restart that cycle, and hope they can promote sooner than you did within that 3 years.
I like it. Puts a little flame under your butt.
No, it definitely puts a little flame under your butt. It's tricky, though. It's got perks where it's like, it would be hard-pressed, but it definitely varies per industry, but it'd be hard-pressed for me to imagine, like, even wanting to stay stagnant for 3 years. So I'm assuming that in your reviews and shit like that, like you're asking about it, they're telling you where you stand. And if you go through yearly reviews, bi-yearly reviews, anywhere between 3 and 6 reviews, and each time they're telling you, yeah, like we just don't think you're ready for a promotion. We don't think you'll do good at a position higher than this. They probably do need to let you go. The problem with that is going to be from the opposite end. In order for that to work, it's got to be standard across the board because you're going to get to the point where you're like talking GMs, maybe higher than GMs, directors, VPs, CEOs, CFOs, where for them to promote, you still got to do the exact same thing with them. Every 3 years, you've got to promote or you're out of here. Or once you get to like middle employee status, you're going to get stuck because there's niggas like executives holding down positions that are never going to become available for you. So then you're going to get let go.
Yeah, you'd probably have to adjust that 3 year based on the higher levels you get. It might turn into like a 5-year thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think about if I had beef with it, because I was trying to think, like, let's say you were like an entry-level employee and you have, you know, like, let's say you have a couple hundred throughout the firm. Do you think it would be, I mean, possible for all 300 of them to eventually get promoted over 3 years? I mean, you'll probably have turnover and stuff, but I think
someone's, if you have a lot of different locations, maybe.
I think for that, you don't necessarily want all 100 to promote. Because not all 100 are management level or like high management level, supervisor level, management level, high management level. Realistically, you probably want like 40% to be able to promote. The other 60% out of that 100, the other 60 people, you probably want the turnover after 3 years to get like new employees in, newer ideas, fresher ideas. Because if those 60 weren't somebody you deemed willing to promote, they probably in your eyes aren't good employees or like the best of the best that there's to offer. So you want to bring in a new crop of employees anyway. So I think it's almost like smart to cycle them out like that. I think what we got away from when I was talking to somebody about this, I think like certain niggas are like competitive by nature. Some are, some aren't. I think the workforce was always supposed to be competitive. And I think people kind of got away with that. That's my friend. This is my coworker. It's cool. But at the end of the day, like when I sit at the table, when I'm talking to the other GMs in these accounts, we can break bread. We can go drink. We can kick it on a call. They want the exact same position that I want. When the next director position comes open, there's only one director. There's 9 GMs who want that shit. So I think some of us got kind of complacent and it's like, eh, it is what it is. We'll see how it goes. We'll leave it to the managers. When at the end of the day, like, if you think like that about your job, you're probably already behind. Because there's probably 5-6 niggas who are like thinking, plotting on how they're going to get that next available promotion.
Yeah, got to get back to that dog-eat-dog world out there.
Got to.
Yeah. I'm so competitive, I probably thrive in that.
No, I agree. Like, I think I'm built to let niggas know, like, hey, I need a promotion and here's why.
I mean, the amount of work. If you get promoted, is your life just going to get, like, 1,000 times worse, though?
I think I will do a lot more traveling. I think it'll be a ton more traveling. I get removed from the day to day, so it'll be like less early mornings, late nights. I'll probably work closer to like a 6 to 6 and not like a 4 to fucking 9 or 10 some days. So that would be a small perk. And the pay's gonna go stupid.
I mean, the pay should go stupid, but man, that quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get married soon, then you have to pop out a couple kids, you know? You got to be home for the kids.
Got to be home for the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
your you got to... troll babies.
What?
Called your babies trolls.
She's sick. She's literally
Hopefully
sick.
Hopefully they just look like Mariah.
You're sick. I hope your babies look just like Don.
Okay. Don. They'd be cute.
They wouldn't be you, so that would be a start. My bad, I'm back. I'm tapped in. But yeah, so that's kind of what I think about the 3-year rule.
And this is Prince, by the way.
We know what Prince looks like. I just think ultimately you'd have to tweak it, kind of like you said, for management or like higher positions. And then I think you'd have to tweak it based off of like certain industries, because in certain industries you probably couldn't promote within like 3 years.
Yeah, also sometimes jobs, once you get to like that higher level, they start to like bring in outside people and then you're like getting fucked over. So that's a whole different aspect of that.
Like if you work at a law firm, I don't see that working out. Yeah, or even a hospital. Sometimes you don't want to promote within 3 years. I don't know. But I don't know the promotions within in a hospital, so... Maybe.
I feel like they probably have like leads or some shit or like supervisors. So you should at least be able to do that. If you can't do that in 3 years, like go get a new job, shorty.
True.
If someone rejected your promotion offer, like they were just like, I just don't want to deal with that, whatever upper level day to day. Do you then need to let them go if they were on track for that 3-year promotion?
We got a shorty who works. We partner with Williams Sonoma. She works directly for Williams Sonoma. I was talking to their operations manager. We straight. I was talking to him one day, and he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to let some people go. He was like, I got to let so-and-so go because she's been in the same position, a temporary part-time position, for over 2 years, And like higher management told me that like I've got to offer her a full time or I've got to replace her. And she just keeps saying no. He was like, he's been saying no for like the last 4 months. And he was like, at this rate, like they don't want part time workers. We want you to come on full time. And she's a lady in like her like late 40s, early 50s. She's just doing this so she can like have something to do until she retires. And she's like been feeding them like no for, I think he said like 4 or 5 months. And I was in like, so it's probably been like, it's probably been like 8, 9 months of just telling them no.
At my first job, I started out as like a contract worker, and there was like a couple other people who did that. And this one girl had been there like on and off, gone to other different banks. And she literally had been telling them no, basically because like what she was getting paid hourly and like the overtime and all that, if she took that full-time job, like it would be a pay decrease. And they eventually were like, listen, you either got to take it or we got to let you go. And she took it. I was like, damn, you hate that to sucks. See when you get a full-time job and lose like 10K.
Yeah.
That's how they get you. My regional manager says that there's always going to be like your A people, your B people, and your C people. And it kind of is like what makes the business flow. Like we have this one girl that he described as our C player because she's just like slow to do everything. She doesn't make any sales, you know, all this stuff. Like, I'm the only one who encourages her to, like, make a sale. I'm literally like, go ask these people if they want to go get, like, an ingredients package. She'd be like, okay. And, like, I like her a lot. But I was like, you're so lucky that I'm not the general manager of the store. Because I was like, honestly, if you weren't making sales in my store, like, that would be a reason to let you go. Like, that's part of your job. And she's a good cleaner. So that's why they've kept her on for so long.
Nah, we got janitors. I'll bring in custodians.
No, they got she's on every night shift, cleaning up, shutting shit down.
I know. She'll like start planning the like cleaning of the day. And be like, so I'm going to do the whites now. And then when that's done, I'm going to wait for this person to finish up cryo. And then I'm going to throw the cryo in and flip it. And then at like 5, she'll be like, I'm going to start doing the trash. I'm like, Brie, but like, I also need you up here because there's people calling. There's people at the front desk. We need to run services. And then I'm like, where the hell? Oh, shit. I didn't mean to say her name. But then she'll be in the back. And I'm like, where is she? And she's just like, do, clean the sauna. And I'm like, Jesus.
I think you just need to hire her as a cleaner and not at what her position is.
Well, that's like, I don't have any say over any of that. So,
gotta fire
her. Like I said, she would have been gone a while ago if it were
me. Gotta fire. Gotta fire her. When I was at DHL, we had a nigga like that, like just an associate. And like, he was a cleaner. That's what he would do. Like, he'd be sweeping, he'd be mopping. He'd be like fixing machinery. And at the end of the day, like, that's not what the fuck we hired you to do. So you doing that all day is like running from the actual work I need you to do. And after I explain it to you once, if you don't understand this, I gotta let you go. I fired him at DHL. Like, you have a job, nigga.
Damn.
Yeah. The other manager's way nicer than I am.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Sounds like it.
she's the one who got COVID.
Oh, shout out to her making us record late.
She was like, I don't think I'll be able to come in. I don't know if you like Maggie told you, but like her boyfriend was sick, and she's like, and now I'm feeling sick. And mind you, her boyfriend got sick in the morning, so it's been like a whole day of her being like, oh, he's not feeling well, I think he has the virus, I'm taking him to the ER, all this stuff. And then she's texting me, and I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. It might be COVID. I'm going to take a test soon. And I was like, what do you mean soon? I was like, take it right now. And then send me the proof once you're done. And she ended up having COVID. But before I knew that, I was like, if it's not COVID, I was like, for your job, I would come in. Because she was scheduled all weekend. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you try to threaten her. Come in and lose your
job. And then the next day, she texted me and was like, just so you know, like, I'm really not feeling well. I don't think I'll be able to come in. And I was like, girl, you literally said you were positive for COVID yesterday. Like, why would I think you were coming in?
She went that long weekend.
She did. She also, which was sketchy, had texted our GM and was like, I see that I'm scheduled a lot of weekends, but I didn't know that was like part of the deal. But it's because the other girl quit, so she needs to until we find someone else.
Nah. Your lack of staffing is not my problem. Yeah, I need to advocate for this girl. I mean, she sounds like she's not like the greatest, but she's got something to stand on.
Oh no, I like her. But I also feel bad. I'm just like every time I'm trying to like warn her to like start looking for another job. Cause it is coming. Like they plan on getting a full-time person and just like taking her off the schedule. And the other day I felt so awkward because our esthetician was up at the front desk and she was like, yeah, like all of a sudden I'm scheduled a lot. But at first it was like only like 2 days a week, if that. She was like, I thought you guys were about to fire me or something. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. Yeah, it was pretty awkward. Because that was what was happening. They were going to move the other girl up to full-time and let her go. But then that girl quit.
The store does sound pretty dog-eat-dog, for real.
It is.
Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout-out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording Quarterchalk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PORCHTALK and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. Just as good. Shout out to Zencastr and let's get back to the episode. Speaking of eating things, let's get into this week's top five.
Okay, give it to me.
This week. We are doing the top five game day food/snacks.
All right. Number one, wings. Can't go any better. Can't go wrong with wings. Number two is going to be like any dip, nachos included. So like nachos, chips and queso, Rotel, just like a chip and a dip of any sort.
Are you That's serious?
Yes, nigga. Shut up.
That is so broad.
No, yeah, it's
I might
not.
Need you to just get a little more. Are you saying cheese dip?
We need specific.
Yeah.
Cheese dips.
Okay, then use just cheese dip.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
So wings, perfect. Cheese dips. Third one's going to get tricky. Beer.
I like it. No, it's good. That's good. I like it. I like where your head's at.
Four. This is like probably not on everybody's list, but beef jerky. Like beef jerky is a like goated snack.
Disgusting.
Okay. It's a goated snack. It's just kind of pricey. So like beef jerky is on the list. And then I'm going to round it out as like a little sweet treat, like whether it's some cookies, a brownie or some shit, just something sweet.
That's surprising because I know you're not a big sweets guy.
I'm not a big sweets guy, but sometimes I want like a little like oatmeal raisin cookie or something.
Okay. I'm going to go wings. Two, buffalo chicken dip. Three, I love some good spinach and artichoke dip. Four, pigs in a blanket. And five, mm, I'm gonna go with burgers. No. I'm gonna go with beer.
No, you cannot put burgers on this.
I'm going fucking five burgers. Beer.
Fuck no. Put burgers.
I don't think you have to worry about her with her spinach and artichoke dip and pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, that shit was
amazing. Pigs in a blanket are delicious.
Clearly wings is gonna be the number one, as we all already know. To my surprise, no one said pizza. Pizza and a good football game. Pizza. Can't go wrong with that.
Just basic.
Yeah. 3, chips and queso, shout out. 4, buffalo chicken dip. 5, pretzels and beer cheese. Can't go wrong with that as a good little snack option either.
I'm not super mad at that. That's definitely better than Morgan's list.
Yeah, nice. I think you win based off of beer, though. Well, Morgan stole beer, but like...
I didn't steal beer. It just slipped my mind.
Yeah, just burgers to beers, classic mix-up.
Yeah. They both start with B, you know?
Yeah, just put burgers for hers, sicko.
Any honorable mentions?
Burgers.
Honorable mention would probably be like sliders. You can't really go wrong with sliders. And then glizzies. You can't go wrong with a game day glizzy. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
brats,
subs too. I like a good sub during the game.
Mm. Yeah.
Dude, fucking chicken cutlets, a little chicken farm sandwich.
Carrots, like a little vegetable and ranch.
Carrots and ranch, yeah.
Yeah, not super mad at that.
Just regular, any type of chips. Just having some chips to snack on, some popcorn every once in a while.
Ooh. I love Doritos on game days. I don't know what it is.
Spicy nacho, shout out.
Mm.
Someone told me one time, next time you're around somebody with Doritos, you'll notice Doritos smell like shit if you're not the ones eating them. Like, if somebody ever pops a bag of Doritos near you, you can be like, what the fuck is that smell? Now there's room for you for the rest of your life. Every time a Doritos bag is open, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
I wish I didn't know that, because now I'm going to be on the prowl.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that. So if Doritos, you want to sponsor this episode or this podcast, I think it smells fantastic.
We'll be the ones eating it, so it won't smell like shit to us.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Let's get into some post-topic real ones only talk. We got some stuff on here as you want to hit your shit.
Yeah, let me pull it up. Fucking
airport. Airport picking people up.
We live close to the airport here, so we do get roped into picking people up.
Very close.
Yeah, we're like 8 minutes away, so we live real close to the Charlotte airport. It's a train wreck. But here's my thing. Do we not think at this point, 2024, with like car sharing services, ride sharing services, is it not just less of a hassle to tell your people to Uber from the airport, having to do circles and circles and circles, waiting for them to arrive, dealing with that traffic, dealing with them to get their bags, find you, you missed each other because they're still waiting, so now you got to take another circle. The time y'all wasted doing that, trying to correspond and shit, they could literally just book a Uber, hop in that jaunt, and then be at the spot.
Unless they're a frequent visitor, I would want to pick them up from the airport. Like, if I haven't seen them in a while, or any time my parents ever had to fly to visit me, I would make sure 100% I was there. But if it's someone I haven't seen in a while, I like the excitement of, like, them coming out of the airport, and it's like, oh my god,
nigga, the excitement. You would get that think about this, you would get that same fucking excitement with them walking from their Uber to your fucking door.
Okay, but also
yeah, that, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you
say this. I will never, someone else would be driving to the airport, I would just be in the passenger seat. So like, me personally, I don't like driving to the airport.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, just make them Uber.
But someone else would drive.
Nah.
And I would just be there.
We're done with it. Fucking Uber over.
I didn't hate it, but when we lived in St. Louis, we were like 15 minutes from the airport, mm-hmm. and there was a good cell phone lot to hang out in. So, like, you kind of just wait and chill. It wasn't terrible. But if I was living in, like, my parents' place in Delaware and had to go to Philly, bro, that's like a 40-minute drive to go do that. I'm not doing all that.
I will, but
I'm going to hate it.
The cell phone lot is clutch if they're not charging. I think ours here charges, and I know the one in Cleveland charges. So you can't just, like, hang out in the cell phone lot. And I'm like, I'm not paying niggas to pick niggas up. Like, ain't happening.
You live so close, though. Like, you, I would, if I were you, once they were like, I got my bag and stuff, I'd be like, cool, I'm on my way now.
Truly, that's what I was telling Mariah pretty much when we left, what I was telling her. For now on, like, when niggas fly in, the car is not leaving the garage until they say they are outside waiting. We're now outside waiting. You can stand out there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's easy.
Yeah.
Or just fucking wait inside if it's cold out. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm not that cold in Charlotte, but yeah. Yeah, you're in a weird spot because it's like you're so close. Like, the Uber wouldn't be bad unless you just didn't want to pay, like, if they were charging you crazy. But it's also like you're so close. Like, just come fucking pick me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be a dick if you made people Uber.
No, like, yeah, I'd be a good person.
They would be sick when they put in your address and they see it's 8 minutes away. And they're like, he can't fucking come pick me up.
No, that would be crazy. I'd have to start doing some tasks to make it look like I was busy.
So if it's Mariah's parents, you're not picking them up.
He's going to pick them up. But
we picked them up from the Uber this weekend, but like, honestly, they could have Ubered.
Who makes the line? Like, is it just Mariah is the only person you're picking up, or has she got an Uber too?
Probably Mariah and her mom. That's probably, and then my mom, clearly, if she was flying now. Outside of that, like, everybody else probably just has to Uber.
You would definitely pick me up.
No, I would not.
Yeah, you would.
I 100% would not.
I don't believe it.
At this point.
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably have a better chance asking Mariah to pick you up.
I'd be like, but I don't know. You would pick me up.
Yeah, you already fumbled it. She can't say yes to that.
I'd pick you up.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I'm actually going to be in New Jersey. I'm going to be in New Jersey this weekend. Got to go up there for a
week. Airport?
Yeah, pick me up from the airport, for real. Don't know which airport I'm flying into, if I'm being honest. So,
I'd pick people up who are, like, staying as my guest.
Nah, like, you could also, like, shuttle me back and forth, like, get a grip.
Yeah, real friends.
No, just for people who are going to be in my household. Mm. If you're literally visiting for a different reason, I'm obviously not going to drive you.
Yeah, damn. Lame.
That's crazy. Last one. I'm going to say probably, like, what's the difference or in between a social drinker and an alcoholic? Is that what it was?
No, I'm asking, like, is there an in-between? Like, some people are, like, social drinkers. And then if you drink too much, you're like an alcoholic. What do you call niggas who just like drink?
So technically, you're an alcoholic if you drink more than 3 to 5 days of the week. That's like the technical term. If you drink more than that, you're like technically from like the hospitals or whoever like do these researches. Like, are considered an alcoholic.
3 to 5 is too big of a variety. Because if it's 3, it's like, eh. But if it's 5, it's like, all right, nobody's an alcoholic. If you bump that down to 3, I think it'll get tricky for some people.
I guess it is 3, though.
4+.
Plus, I think it would be good. We'll call 4+ alcoholics. Because, like, the week is, like, Thursday through Sunday. So, 3 times in a weekend.
St. Louis, like, the law school people, it's like, you know, bar review Thursday, going out Friday, Saturday, football on Sunday. I'd be like, I gotta fucking slow down a bit, dude. This is adding up real quick.
Yeah.
But it was, actually, there was an argument that I witnessed not too long ago about this topic. And these younger guys were talking to this older man. An older man, he comes from an older generation. So, you know, they're usually just set in their ways. They're not gonna like change just because some younger kid is like, well, science says. And the couple, they were like, yeah, well, the wife, she drinks every day. At the end of her day, she has some glasses of wine. She was like, I might have the whole bottle. And then the guy was like, that's not true, like, I need to see the proof. And they were like, no, it's literally proven that you're technically a alcoholic. And it was a war.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I feel like somewhere along the line, it has to be like,
if you're drunk a certain amount of times a week. Like, if you're drunk 2 to 3 times a week, then maybe. But if you're just drinking, like you have wine with your dinner, or you like wind down for the night with a glass of wine or a beer or two, I don't know if I'm calling you an alcoholic.
Yeah, because I feel like in Europe, they have it every day for lunch.
Yeah, like super casual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if you have 1 or 2, it's probably if you start getting drunk, like we've talked about before, you know, missing work, not hanging out with people. Like, when shit starts to affect your life, or you're like, damn, I need a drink right now, like, get through my days. That's like, I knew a girl who was a teacher, and she was like drinking, like spiking her tea every like day when she got home from work. I was like, if that's causing you to do that often, you might need to readdress.
No, but so was she off work?
Yeah, no, she was off work, but I'm saying it was like, she got a habit. Your job is taking you where you're like, I need to drink every day, Monday through Friday, and I'm probably also doing shit on the weekend.
Yeah, kids are stressful. I would probably drink every day too.
Even on my worst days, I probably drink when it's like just a regular day or a good day. I try not to drink on my worst days, my longest days, the most bullshitty days, because I don't want to create that bad habit of like a bad day leads to me drinking.
That's smart.
Yeah. I'm half Irish, so drinking's in my blood.
No, you are not, nigga. Who the fuck told you that?
My mom. He's Irish.
Yeah, she lied to you.
Cap. Do you have a clan? Are you part of a clan?
No, she was adopted.
Your mom's part of the clan?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm confused. That's what is being said. Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
No one said my mom is in a clan. Eric, I don't know. He's asking about like an Irish clan, not like the Ku Klux Klan.
No, it's like how people have like family seals and stuff. Like, yeah, like clans.
Huh. I don't know. Something about that seems to.
Her maiden name was Lynch, though.
Oh god.
Get a grip.
Yep, and with that, we're going to wrap this podcast up and get into some music and TV recommendations.
I'm going to go with Young M.A., Open Scars, and then TV, Next Level Chef comes back on Thursday.
I've never watched that, but I've been seeing the previews, and I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It's fucking great.
She's like, it's a cooking competition. Don't you think you might want to start cooking? Yeah, looks good. Really
got it. I don't know what that voice was.
If you see the trailer for it, you'll know. TV wise, I just started The Traitors. It's really not that great, but it's like pretty dramatically unfunny, which makes it funny. And a lot of the reality TV like villains are on it, so I know them all, which is cool. Music choice.
Oh, I heard that shit was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny. Ekansu from Love Island UK is in it, so okay. Yeah. Anyways, music wise, I don't know. I've been listening to really no music lately. Can I just say an artist? I'll highlight Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really are dating a white guy now. It's really coming through your music taste.
I just don't listen to music right now.
No, that's fine.
I drive a minute to work.
That's very fair. Music-wise, I'm going to go with, I think it's Scissorface and Frankie Pulitzer, who's actually, I think it's Tom Hardy. Frenzy in the Far Off World, good vibes. TV-wise, still watching The Nanny, great show. Everybody should be watching it. And with that being said, we're going to wrap this podcast up. Thank you for listening. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Porch Talk, No A, Leave Us Review on Podcast, Leave Us Review on Spotify, Share the Podcast with a Friend. You can find us on YouTube now. There's also a video on Spotify, so check those out. And we will be back next week. Peace.